For the past month, a new Iraqi pop song has been all the rage in Baghdad. The title is Burtu Kaili, and it was recorded outside of the country by Iraqi musicians. The song's music video is a potent mix of traditional Iraqi dance, sex appeal, and a catchy beat. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad that it has offered many Iraqis a welcome escape.
Like most pop hits, Burtu Kaili is a simple song. The chorus repeats the same word, which means orange in Arabic, over and over again, as the singer compares a beautiful woman to a piece of fruit. In Baghdad, this is the hit song of the summer. It's the tune these young Iraqi hipsters play on their car stereo when they pack into a Peugeot, sporting slicked back hair and tight orange shirts, to cruise the streets of the posh neighborhood called Zayuna. Mohammed, a 20-year-old university student, shows off his recently purchased pair of orange-tinted sunglasses. He says Iraqis are crazy about the song.
You listen to the song everywhere. I mean, when you park in the traffic, you hear other cars playing the song, in shops, offices, everywhere.
In the 8 weeks since it was released, three more versions of Burtu Kaili have been recorded. On Arab music television channels, the Burtu Kaili video seems to be on constant repeat. Another passenger, also named Mohammed, says the video is a big part of the song's popularity.
Yeah, I like it because the girls in the clip are really pretty.
In the video, Iraqi singer Ala Saad performs in a nightclub and invites a woman dressed in an orange gown onto the dance floor. Around Saad, plump Iraqi women in skin-tight dresses toss their long hair back and forth in a traditional dance. A young Iraqi woman named Shafa says this song brought the popular dance back to television for the first time since the U.S. invasion.
In fact, this way of dancing is from the Iraqi heritage, believe me. But people are not accustomed to see this thing. That's why, you know, it was like a bomb in Iraqi society. You know, they used to have this kind of dancing in only private parties, but to be shown on the TV publicly, no.
Her sister says Burtu Kaili has become a catcall for young Iraqi men in the streets of Baghdad.
Last week, I dressed a body, a t-shirt, orange. I walk in the street, oh, Burtu Kaili.
It's no surprise, then, that Burtu Kaili has been condemned by some of Iraq's increasingly powerful Islamic fundamentalist movements. But Shafa's mother, Swad, doesn't care.
I like it. The song is happy. Of course we need happy song. All of the times we have bombs and we can't go in the street. It's not safety, street. Then we like this song because it makes us happy.
Again and again across Baghdad, Iraqis repeated this refrain. When a guard standing duty beside a concrete barrier heard the song blaring from a car one evening, he handed his gun to a colleague and started doing a little dance. We're fed up with the situation here, he said. We're sad and we just want to laugh. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.